Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Thank you for engineering, Jason, and at Genesis Communications Network. Class, you can listen to us on GCN Live, GCNLIVE.com. RenseRadio.com, R-E-N-S-E, Radio.com. The Ron Gibson Channel on Odyssey and BitChute, commercial-free. And Global Star Network. And that's Galaxy 19, the satellite. And the telephone listen line provided by Global Star, 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. And you can listen to USA Prepares on that telephone listen line when we're live. That's between the hours of 9 a.m. Central through 11 a.m. Central. Now, that telephone listen line is up 24/7, and there's other great programming on all day long. But we're live between 9 and 11 a.m. Central Time on that telephone listen line. And it's great. It really is. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Good morning.
I'm really well, Gwyneth. I had a lot of fun last night. Jeff Rentz invited me to broadcast with him. And between 10 and 11 p.m. Central Time. And we talked about preparedness, and we talked about our instructors, and what we do and why we do it. And it was a great, great fun time. And he sent me an email, and he talked about another topic, which is biosolids. I mean, that's kind of what it's called when the government talks about it, they talk about biosolids. And my mom was telling me back in the 70s, that the city of Philadelphia was offering for free, absolutely free, human waste, hospital waste, industrial waste, business waste, everything that was flushed down the sewer, the toilets in the sewer, and it ended up in the wastewater treatment plant, and they would evaporate using the sun. They'd evaporate the water, and what they'd be left with was this dried sludge. And you could go there, and they'd give it to you for free. And people, they recommended putting it on gardens, and it'd make your garden grow great. But, you know, it had heavy metals, industrial waste, paint, everything that got flushed down the toilet. And so Jeff was telling me about this biosolid fertilizer. And the EPA allows it to be spread on cropland. And I responded to that letter via email this morning, Tim, saying that, yeah, when we lived in on the East Coast, in Virginia, rural Virginia, there was a realtor, and his family had a 300-acre farm, and they used the Richmond, Virginia biosolids. And when people spread that on their fields, it made the grass grow like cows crazy. The cows loved it. I mean, they loved the vigor of the grass. They didn't particularly pay attention to the heavy metals and the radioactivity that could be in the grass, but they ate it like crazy. And the realtor was outed in the county newspaper, along with all the other farmers who used this biosolid as fertilizer on the farms. And what happened is it stunk for years. I mean, it smelled like a wastewater treatment plant for years. And it was an absolute outrage that anybody would do that to their neighbors. So the realtor didn't live on this particular farm. He owned it, but he ran his cattle on it, and he lived near us. I mean, he was a neighbor of ours in our farm. But he had a separate farm where he applied the biosolids, or the Richmond soil. And so when we were moving to Missouri, people wanted to know, so who are the new guys? Who'd you sell your farm to? And so I wanted him to feel the pain that he inflicted on his other farming neighbors. So I said to him, well, you know, there's this boys' home for wayward youth in Richmond. And they're really excited about coming here. They're really excited about our farm. And they figure they can put 100 boys here, you know, and, you know, for 6 months or a year at a time while they straighten them out. And they're real excited about moving here. And, you know, I didn't say I sold it to them. I just said there was this organization that was excited about our farm. And he panicked because he knew that stunt would reduce the value of the land. Nobody would buy our house or farm, his house, any of the neighbors, because a wayward farm was going to be there for youth. And he couldn't tell anybody because he was a realtor. He couldn't say, come on down to Virginia and buy some rural land. And we got a centerpiece in the town here, and it's a home for criminals. So he had to keep quiet about it until he found out that I was just kidding. And we sold it to a wonderful, wonderful family. It was an asset to the village. But just an off-topic story. So, Gwyneth, what would you like to talk about today?
Okay. I was listening to your broadcast yesterday. I was coincidentally thinking of the same thing because I think I'd already sent the talking points off by the time I was listening to the broadcast. But it's something that you and I have both been saying for a while, that in 5 years' time, that we might as well kiss the whole thing goodbye. And I would like to talk about what that's going to look like. And that with you, it's you can see the appliance apocalypse. And I'm seeing something similar, but maybe it is the same reason. My dad said the world was running out of engineers and that there was really no good engineers coming up through the ranks behind him, or not enough really, really good, high-class engineers coming up behind him of the sort that were fairly common in his generation. And perhaps that's why we don't have the quality of appliances now that we once used to have. But I would like to talk about what life is going to look like in a world without appliances, basically. Because I think that I think the class would be horrified. And I think that will be a very good topic for discussion and for people to get into their minds that this thing is actually real. And also the world is running out of farmers as well. And in about 5 years' time, I estimate, I haven't checked the figures, but I would say it would be about 5 years' time before the average age of farmers is greater than the average mortality rate. You know, the average age of mortality, the age that people tend to live to. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, it absolutely does make sense. I was talking with Kathy privately on the phone for a few minutes, and I mentioned something to her akin to what you're saying. And I said that if we took this is my hypothetical scenario. If we got the best and brightest engineers from our universities today, the best and brightest, and said, okay, guys and gals, here's the task. Make a mechanical typewriter. I'll bet you they couldn't do it. And what I'm talking about is something like a Smith Corona or a Remington typewriter of the 1930s, where you push down the key, it pulls a lever, at the end of the lever is a character, and the character slams into the ribbon, which is backed by the typewriter roller. And in between the ribbon and the roller is the sheet of 8.5 by 11 paper. I don't believe that we could find engineers today right out of school who could build a mechanical typewriter. Now, that actually pales in comparison to building a mechanical sewing machine. So think about this, class. In the 1800s, actually in the 1700s, engineers figured out how to make a sewing machine where the needle would go in and out through the fabric, draw thread through the eye of the needle, loop the thread with another piece of thread on the bottom of the fabric, and then move on to the next stitch. It was an impressive piece of gear, and it was done mechanically. And to make this thing run with the cams and the gears and the levers and the fulcrums and the pivot points, it was done with foot power. You'd put 2 feet on a treadle, and you'd push with your right foot and push with your left foot, and it would be like rowing this treadle with a push-pull action, and it turned a big wheel, which turned the sewing machine main shaft, which had a clutch. It's incredible. I don't think we could make one of those either. So here we are. We've got the best trained engineers in the world, and I don't think we could achieve the mechanical devices, the inventions that we made during the Industrial Revolution. A steam engine, an internal combustion engine, camshafts. I mean, we're using the designs from many, many, many years ago, decades. Actually, over a century ago. That's what we're doing. We're using those designs, and we've just improved on them. But if we had to start out fresh and say to some young engineers, okay, I know you've never seen a typewriter, but here's what we want you to do. Build a machine, all mechanical, that will put characters on a piece of paper. Kind of like you're writing, but have the machine do it. And you tell the machine what to do by pressing keys. Make one of those, please. Do you really think that could happen? I don't think so. Gwyneth and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I'm just putting an exclamation point on what Gwyneth is talking about. And back in the 1960s, the Japanese came over to the United States and they bought some transmissions, automatic transmissions, General Motors automatic transmissions. They brought them back to Japan and they analyzed them. They looked at what made this transmission work. They looked at other transmissions that were made in the United States as well. We invented this technology and they brought them back to Japan and copied it. Scaled it down to fit little cars. Instead of full-size Chevrolets, little Datsuns, D-A-T-S-U-N. And by the way, Datsun was the previous name for the car company you know as Nissan. Datsun, D-A-T-S-U-N. That's what they did. And they did a great job of copying our inventions. And Mr. Honda, you know, there is a guy by the name of Mr. Honda, or there was, and he came to the United States and he bought some carburetors for motorcycles. Bought one of each. And he brought them back to Japan, and he looked at all of the carburetors, took the best of the best of the best designs, and made Honda motorcycles with those carburetors. And if you wonder why people like Honda engines, you know, single-cylinder engines, it's because they start right away. He looked at the best designs, copied them, scaled them down, and made engines for lawnmowers and motorcycles, and they started better than ours. But he didn't design them from scratch. He didn't do what I was talking about, like, okay, boys and girls, let's build a mechanical typewriter. I know you've never seen one, so use your imagination and come up with one of these things. Okay? What has happened over and over and over is designs are copied and little tweaks are made, improvements are made. And to the final exclamation point is Bert Bertonis, Andy Gibbs, another USA Prepares instructor, and I were at a convention. The three of us owned this company manufacturing satellite receivers. And we had one of the best low-cost, actually we did have the best low-cost satellite receiver in the world. And at this convention, there were booths. You know, you've been to or seen these conventions with pipe and drape around the booth, 10-foot by 10-foot booth. We had our satellite receivers on the table, and people were oohing and aahing, and wow, this is great. It's the lowest price in the world, and it works. And these three Japanese guys came over dressed in suits. Everybody else was kind of not dressed to the nines as they were. But they said, open, please, open, open. Meaning, can you take the cover off so we can see inside? So we actually thought, you know, we were in our late 20s. We actually believed them. We thought they wanted to buy them. So we took the cover off the, unscrewed it, Allen head screws, unscrewed the cover, and out of nowhere, and third, another Japanese guy came with a motorized Nikon camera, took a whole bunch of pictures and disappeared. That's how they play the game. Or that's how they did play the game. That's for real. That's the exclamation point. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, that's the truth of it. And, you know, I think it was, I can't remember who it was, but I, it may have been you. It may have been my dad, but they said that the two most sophisticated devices that humanity has ever produced have been the automatic shifting gearbox and a sewing machine. It might have been my dad, it might have been you, it might have been both of you. But that is the truth of it. And, yeah, typewriters are pretty sophisticated because when I was a child, my parents didn't buy me and my siblings a computer to play with. They brought us a typewriter to play with. And I remember it was a very, very, very old typewriter. It was extremely heavy. Extremely large, and it had a name across the front of it which said Royal, R-O-Y-A-L. And I think that thing must have been getting on for 50 years old when I was a little girl. Probably be close to 100 years old.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happy. You're you.
USA News Update. The Arizona Supreme Court upholding an abortion ban that dates back to the Civil War. Governor Katie Hobbs criticized the previous 2022 ban, stating that enforcing the old law would only add more chaos for women and doctors in her state. Hobbs asking her state legislature to repeal the old law. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, receiving the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter.
It is the sentence of this court, Ms. Crumbly, that you serve 10 to 15 years with the Michigan Department Department of Corrections.
The couple, convicted separately, faced charges related to their son's 2021 shooting rampage, killing four of his classmates north of Detroit. The work continues 24/7 to clear debris from the catastrophic collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. U.S. Coast Guard officials say a priority is still finding three remaining bodies of construction workers who were killed in the disaster. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my.
When you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So the main takeaways, the main points of class today is that we really can't do it. We can't do it. We're running out of engineers, as Gwyneth's father told her. And if you think about, just back to the typewriters for a second. So there was the Olivetti, the Royal, the Remington, the Smith Corona, the Underwood, the Victor. And they all used the same keyboard layout eventually. And what happened is you'd press this key for a letter. And when you press the key, an arm would swing toward the roller, the platen of the typewriter, and slam the key against the paper, actually slam the key against the ribbon ink, and the ink would be transferred by the key to the paper. And gals were typically in the industry of using typewriters, way more ladies than men. They were better at it. They had better dexterity. So they were the operators of these typewriters in offices and businesses all the way up until, you know, it was the mainstay until the 1980s. And the keyboard was called a QWERTY, Q-W-E-R-T-Y. So if you look at the top row of letters on a standard keyboard, including your computer keyboard, you will see that you have a QWERTY keyboard, Q-W-E-R-T-Y. Now, the reason for the layout of the typewriter keys is not exactly what you might think. You would think, let's make this the most efficient for the operator of the typewriter. Well, what really happened was these gals were so fast, they had such great dexterity, that they could type faster than the mechanical machine could handle. So what would happen is the levers would actually jam because they were forcing the levers to go faster than they could. So in order to fix the problem, which they could not fix, they decided to slow down the operator. And that's why, if you think about it, the keys that you would use most, like the letter A, like the letter L, like M, N, C, R, E, I, those letters are the hardest to reach. The letters that you don't use as often, like J and X and V, those letters are the letters that you use most often are the hardest to reach. The ones that you use the least often are the most accessible on the keyboard to slow down the operator. And that's the history of the QWERTY keyboard, Q-W-E-R-T-Y. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, and despite that, I remember on we used to get the newspaper delivered every day when I was a little girl. And there would be classified advertisements. I used to read the newspaper, there'd be classified advertisements. And typist was a very common ad. And there were usually two qualifications for the typist, and that was knowledge of Pitman's shorthand and able to type 120 to 150 words per minute. And people think that I'm a fast typist. I'm not a fast typist. I'm really not very good at typing, but what I lack in speed, I make up for in persistence. People think I'm fast. I suppose compared to your average Joe out there or Jane out there, I probably am, but I can't do 120 to 150 words per minute, probably more like 60. 60 is not cutting the mustard, as they used to say, you know, but they used to, that was the qualification. And I remember that because that's what was advertised in the newspapers. 120 to 150 words per minute. That's 2 words per second, or more than 2 words per second. That is blindingly fast. And I used to have courses to teach people how to do typing when I was in high school. I didn't do one of these courses, and I wish I had. But they had Stream, what they called Stream, when I was in high school. And the midstream girls, usually, were put into typing classes. But I was, we all had IQ tests done when we were about 12 or 13 years old. And my IQ came up in the top percentile, so I got put in the top stream. And I began to be prepared for a academic career by the education system, and the people who were in the bottom stream were prepared for, you know, cleaning or, you know, making hamburgers or something like that. I don't know. But that was what they did when I was in high school. I actually think that's a good way to run a high school, putting people into streams so that the people in the top stream are not held back by the people whose destiny was to be flipping McDonald's. and the people who were in the middle stream were, you know, they weren't made to feel awful by the people in the top stream, and they also weren't held back by the future hamburger flippers. And, I mean, flipping a good hamburger is a considerable skill. And the McDonald's brothers did a very good job on formulating their system for making hamburgers before Mr. Kroc stole it off them. It took a lot of work for them to figure out the feat of engineering in itself. But if anyone wants to look into the history of that, then there's been a good movie made recently about it. You can find it online. But this is true. Nobody thinks about anything anymore. And you have to think about what the world is going to look like for you personally without any appliances. Because more than likely, in about 5 years' time, starting actually now, but the problem's getting gradually worse, until in 5 years, there's not going to be any appliances for anyone. What's the world going to look like when you don't have any appliances in your home, when everything has to be done by scratch? If you've got a family of five people and you're the lady of the house, or four people, you know, let's say mum, dad, two children, that's demographically probably pretty accurate, and you're the mother of the household, what is your life going to look like without a washing machine? I can tell you what it's going to look like. You are going to spend at least 2 days a week, 2 days out of 7 days, washing clothes. That is your future. Because you are not going to have a washing machine. And all these people who have ripped bathtubs out of their houses are going to sorely, sorely regret it. Because aside from a washing machine, a bathtub is the best way to get a load of clothes clean. But it's going to be even worse than that, because that is if you have modern laundry detergent. Oh, that's going away too, because that relies on big industrial commercial appliances, which are also going away. It's not just the home appliances that are going away. It's the big industrial appliances, because they use another level of engineering again. They use engineers too to make their plants, to make their designs for their factories. They use engineers. You've got to think about this. If my dad was still alive today, he was born in 1930, he would be 94 years old. He's not alive. He could have been, but he was killed by medical negligence in 2003. And he was right. All the engineers that were any good were the same age as what he was. He could have made a typewriter from scratch. He made not one, but three steam locomotives. He made a British locomotive, and he made two Rogers locomotives. He made a Rogers K locomotive and a Rogers Q locomotive. If you want to look what a Rogers locomotive looks like, go on the internet and type in Rogers K locomotive. And you'll see them. They're the big California railway locomotives with the big cow catchers on the front and the big chimney stacks up the top. I'm not sure what they're called, but the blowers. I think they're called blowers on the top. He made two of them. Could you? And I watched them being made. One of them was actually somebody else's failed project. And he took it and he fixed all that the other guy had done wrong with it and then continued on and completed it. Now, could you... Is there anybody out there who even knows one person who has ever even made one miniature steam locomotive of the sort that they that little children get taken around on the local park on a Sunday afternoon. This is the type that I'm talking about, not the Hornby locomotives that you have just set up in your attic. You know, they have another purpose. But they're also necessary for showing all of the macro landforms of a rail network, you know, on a scale that you can understand. So they're important as well. But it's the actual locomotive. And he made three of them, three miniature locomotives that could actually pull a train of carriages around a track. With people, adults, children, you name it. And it's remarkable. But you've got to think about what your life is going to look like without appliances. And I'll tell you what it's going to look like. It's going to look like a life where there's a lower life expectancy. Because this sort of hard manual labor wears you out. And you better be physically fit. Or you're not going to be able to make it. You need to have simple hand tools that you can understand that are of a high enough quality where they are not going to easily break. Or you're going to have the mechanical skills to be able to fix those tools. And you're going to have several backups, probably, of those tools. Because the ones that you get in your big box hardware store, I can make one guarantee about them. They will break. Even the highest end ones. You get, like, spades, digging forks, broad forks. They're all going to break. I just had a rake break on them. I'm so annoyed. I'm so frustrated. Now I've got to get a big box hardware and get another rake. I'm so annoyed about it.
I'll put
the old rake on a new handle as well.
We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Looks like everything's working on my side. Okay, so when it comes to rakes, there are a couple of different designs. I'm talking about a garden rake. There's the kind that has two steel braces, one on either side of the rake head. And typically, those rakes have less space between the tines or the teeth. The best rakes, in my opinion, and don't believe a word I say, class. Don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. But the only rake that I think is worth having is one that has a lot of space between the tines for the soil to go through the rake. The ones that have less space between the tines are worthless, or close to worthless. So that means that if you're going to buy a rake, you need to get one that has a single contact point with the handle. So there is a tab that is part of this stamped piece of heavy steel. It's bent, and it's put inside the wooden handle of the rake, and there's a ferrule, a metal collar, if you will, that holds the head of the rake together with the wooden handle. So you need one with a lot of space between the tines. That's the kind to get. And that's what we have. We have them here. But they're from the 1950s and the 1960s. And they're still going strong. If you leave them outside in the rain, they won't last as long. So that's my thinking on rakes. But Gwenda said something that's really important. And I'd like to flesh it out for a few seconds. She was saying that it takes 2 days to do laundry for the week. That's absolutely correct. I remember my grandmother, you know, doing washing by hand on a washboard in a tub and hanging out the laundry and ironing the whites, the sheets, you know, the shirts, the T-shirts, all of that. It all got ironed. It took 2 days. Now, we have a washing machine. We just throw the clothes in the washing machine and half hour, 45 minutes later, they're done, then throw them in the dryer, right? Isn't that what most people do? Well, we don't use a dryer here at the farm. We hang them out on the line. But what happened? And we, even with a washing machine that saved us almost 2 days a week, we still can't get it done. Why? It's the government. And I'm not kidding. It makes my blood boil thinking about this. And I get angry every single year watching Mrs. Finelli. And here's why. Today is April 10th, right? Isn't that what it is, April 10th? She has already spent 4 months preparing the itemized tax return. She does all the labor to prepare it. I categorize it. I go through the numbers, and I talk about who, what, when, where, why. But she does all the detail, and it makes me crazy thinking about how much time she's wasting preparing so that we can defend to the IRS what we did and why, using their rules. They change the rules every year. Congress is at fault. The IRS is at fault. And we're at fault for letting them get away with it. It is a tremendous waste of time. So even with a clothes washer, a dishwasher, a stove that all you do is turn the knob and the heat comes out, even with all of these conveniences, we still can't get it done. Because we are under the thumb of an oppressive regime that forces us at the muzzle of a gun to itemize and prepare. And people who can't do that, what happens to them? They hire someone to do their taxes. And then they live in fear that that bozo that did their taxes might have made a mistake and they might get audited. And then what? Then they have to hire that bozo again. Do you think that your tax preparer is on your side? Do you really think that? The only one who's on your side is you. And that's why we do our own taxes. And we can defend them. But it's an enormous amount of work. I'd much rather be doing something more productive. And that's why it bothers me. Because we're doing something that is totally non-productive. Preparing taxes. Every single year. And you do it for an entire lifetime. 4 months so far. 4 months. And that does not include all the organizing for all of the receipts and documentation and paperwork that's gone on last year to prepare for the 4 month ordeal of preparing taxes for this year. So here's what I do. I wait till the last second of the last minute of the last day, April 15th, to file, because I know the federal government is anticipating that it's going to be in rush, and I don't want to miss it. I want to be part of it. My blood's boiling right now just thinking about it. Glenn Smith, I'll be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.